Let's come in here with our radio acting company.
So, Ulysses, it's a good war there. Heck of a war. Yeah. Sure appreciate you coming all the way out from Ithaca to help me deal with these cheating, lying, filthy, no-good Trojans.
Yeah.
And that giant horse you thought up, you know, with the soldiers hitting his side. Wow, well, wow, that was a great idea. So, yeah, thank you, sir.
All right, yeah. I got here sort of late, Agamemnon. I was never completely clear on the reasons for the war. Was there one?
Yeah, it was Paris.
I mean, Paris of Troy.
Right, he ran away with Helen, so.
Oh, Menelaus, his wife.
Yeah, my sister-in-law.
Right.
Yeah.
So he forced her to go with him, or what?
Well, he gave her the golden apple that he got from Aphrodite.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And the apple made her fall in love with him, so.
Ah, so yep. So it was Aphrodite who started the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that when I signed up, you know.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of turmoil,
now you know.
And,
yeah, there's no question about
so,
it. Yeah.
So the gods rigged the whole thing then.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to see a war for their own amusement, and they.
Well, they didn't have to give her the golden apple, so.
Yeah, but I mean, Aphrodite had given him this magical power. I mean, he
right,
didn't know
yep.
it, right?
Right.
Huh? And I thought he forced her. You know that he physically abducted her.
No, he used the golden apple.
Uh huh. He couldn't have said something about that at the beginning. I mean, it's.
I don't know what
years
difference
of
that
fighting
makes. I'm sorry.
Over a golden apple. I mean, huh? Spend 10 years killing people, you know, because the goddess of love is in a mood to play a trick on people, huh?
You better be careful about what you say there, my friend. Anyway, thanks for your help. So, are you heading straight back to Ithaca? Are you taking some time for yourself, or what?
Right. What are you getting at?
Hey, one man to another here.
Yeah?
There are some pretty fabulous sirens out there, and some terrific lotus, too.
I never cared for lotus or sirens. Mm. No, I'd probably just head straight home. Penelope's been waiting for 10 years, so better go.
So, Penny, babes, old Ulysses has been gone, what, 10 years?
Yes,
huh?
And every day I'd look out across the azure sea for the sight of his boat returning to Ithaca.
Hey, I admire your loyalty, but 10 years, babes, come on. You must be incredibly lonely.
Get your hand off my shoulder, please.
The handwriting's on the wall. Old Yule is a goner. He checked out. He ain't coming back no more, no more, no more, no more. How about you and me, Angel? Come on.
I have to finish knitting this scarf first, please.
Hold her steady, helmsman. Got a feeling we're being blown off course. Blown off. Towards that rocky island, wrapped in mists over there. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Sirens. Pass these out to the men.
What, condoms?
Condoms, yeah, Trojans.
Oh.
And better tie me to the mast, your helmsman. All right. Tie good and tight. All right. Tell the men to put wax in their ears.
Aye, aye, Ulysses.
All right. Say, don't you have anything better to do with your time, you know, than to just sing and lure men to their destruction? I mean, look at all those, the wrecks of ships there on the rocks that you've caused.
Huh? Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. I'm not talking to the rocks. Get a life, huh? Got a nice voice. Why not use it for something, for some good, you know, something other than seduction?
What would you suggest?
Well, look at this wreckage here. I mean, hundreds of ships on the rocks, and all because of you. You're polluting the seas, is what you're doing. I mean, why not do some good with your voice? You know?
Like what?
Well, you could remind people not to litter.
Really? Huh. Attention, every warrior and peon. Let's make a clean Aegean. You crash into the rocks, curse blat, and all this litter comes from that. See what I'm driving at. In the future, I'll sing flat. Oh.
See, instead of it being a problem, you know, you could do some good.
And they cruised past the sirens and sailed on toward Ithaca. But then Ulysses and his ship met up with a powerful whirlpool. A whirlpool that threw the ship to the west, and a thunderstorm knocked out the compass, and a fierce wind came up.
Oh.
And it blew them into the land of the Lotus Eaters.
Hey, how about some lotus?
Oh, come on.
Huh?
Come on.
What?
Huh? I'm not into lotus,
no,
okay?
No, this is really great lotus, man.
Yeah, right. Take a look at you. I don't want to talk slow like that. Come
on.
Read an article somewhere that said that eating lotus takes away your ambition.
Yeah, that's the whole point, dude.
But all these people sitting around looking at their navels.
Yeah, it's a lotus position, man. Try some. Come on.
Listen, I'm in a hurry to get home to my wife.
Whoa,
okay?
Lotus is not about hurrying, man. Lotus is about being.
Yeah, right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
There was a young man who ate lotus.
Whoa, he's singing.
And nobody took any notice.
Oh, wow.
And he felt bad inside and laid down and died. It was foreign stuff, not Minnesota's.
Oh, man, try some. It's really good stuff.
Back to the ships, men.
Oh,
come on. Onward to Ithaca.
And so Ulysses sailed on and came to the land of the Cyclops.
Oh, you guys really need some health care, you know that? An ophthalmologist, you know, could maybe help you. That would fit you with a monocle or something. I don't know. By the way, is it Cyclops or one Cyclop? What's your singular there? Huh? You don't know. Okay. All right. Boy, go. Boy, for a guy with no depth perception, you run pretty fast there. Boy, you gotta get in this cave here. This cave with all these sheep here. Okay, we'll hide in here, men. We'll make our escape in the morning.
Sir, the men are restless.
Huh?
We've been away from home for many years now.
Well, tell me about it. You know, it's been a long time for me, too. So.
Well, we keep stopping, sir.
Well, I realize that.
I mean, why all these detours? Are you lost? Or what?
It's called an odyssey, okay?
Yeah,
it's an odyssey. It's not a straight, you know, line from one point to another. Look it up. Look it up. It means a quest. It means a journey that wanders from one thing to the next, okay? It's also called delayed gratification. Boy, that cyclop, or cyclops, whatever that may be, sticking his big hairy hand in the cave. Get back, man. Steady.
What are you doing with that sharp stick, sir?
Steady. This sharp stick, I'm gonna poke him right in the eye there.
Yeah, but there's gonna be a big gush of pus.
I know, I'm aware of that.
Well, it's gonna be disgusting. So.
A lot of mucus and blood and so forth.
Oh no!
If you want to stand off to the side there, okay?
You got that? All right.
Let me get the angle here. I want to gouge from the front, so I get the lens, the iris too. Boy, that is one huge eyeball. It's all green around the edge. Mucus and pus and stuff. Ooh. The men all set to run for the ships? Okay, good. Okay. All right. One, two, three. Right. For the ship! Let's go!
And they found their way back to the ship and made it home to Ithaca, home to Penelope.
Boy, 20 years. House looks about the same. Kind of overgrown with vines and all. See, she threw away some of my lawn decorations. Paint is peeling there. Shutters could use some repair. But, well, who's this? Starting the lawnmower there. Hey! Hey, cut it out! Hey,
what are you doing?
Oh, this is my lawn here.
Ulysses?
Huh? Yeah, hi, Melanthius.
Oh,
What are you doing mowing my grass?
Just being a good neighbor, you know.
You've been hanging out with my wife?
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
I don't
think
know.
You do. What's this note here in your pocket?
Hey, give me that back. Give me that.
Dear Penn, what you up to later? Want to go for a walk in the woods and lie in the tall grass and read each other's poems?
Yeah, right.
What is this? You messing around with my wife?
No, not yet. No.
You know, in sagas, Melanthius, there is no judicial process. Were you aware of that? There's no right to counsel. There's no Fifth Amendment. None of that. In a saga, I would just cut your head off. Like this.
Hello? Oh. Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Argus. Good boy.
Oh.
Good boy. Argus.
Wait, Ulysses?
Hi, Penelope. How are you?
Oh, you're back.
I am.
Oh. Did you remember to get milk and cheese?
Oh, darn.
Oh.
It was something I was trying to think of for 20 years.
Oh, gosh, you have blood and gore all over your shirt.
Yeah, well.
Have you been hacking and pillaging?
Well, I went off to the Trojan War, you know.
I'm sorry, what war?
It's a long story. You can read all about it. Homer is writing it up.
Oh, you hungry?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Nice scarf there.
Well, I've been knitting it for 10 years.
Well, that's very nice.
Why don't you come upstairs and I'll get those filthy clothes off of you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Hut, you stay down here. You guard the house there. Boy, we'll be back in an hour or so, 2 hours, who knows. Go chase a goat, okay?